You're all invited. Welcome to the game as we know it. Tips.
Being lit is life. It's only race that never stops. It's a fact.
See, I'm from uptown. Like a fresh pair of knives. Put this all in perspective. Say that then. Let me talk to him.
Talking to a nigga that only sold dust and powder. Fuck a bitch, use a form crib just to shower. Was just in Diddy crib and I party with Puff for hours. Till the light came up. Who said this life ain't us? I still shoot to the block and the drop paradise game us. Still shed a tear when I bring lightning up. Light my bitch up in poverty, stricken through the pain. My heart to the whipping. All our rollers and wind them up and they still don't start ticking. Tick, tick, tick. I'm the bomb like something under the car ticking.
And we back, we back, we back again for another week, ladies and gentlemen.
Episode 4, right?
Yeah, episode 4. Feels
episode
good to say
four.
That.
Episode 4. Moving on up.
Finally, right?
We're moving on up. Not like the Jefferson, but we are moving on up. But it's good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's get it popping. Let's get straight into it, man.
Let's go.
All right. We got Mr. LeBron James, as I like to call him,
it's your guy now. Why are you calling him LeBron? That's kind of
he's been guy. LeBron. He's gonna be LeBron. Period.
Why they can't be? Why he can't be L.A. Bron?
He's LeBron with two E's. Damn. You call him L.A. Bron. I call him LeBron until he wins me a championship. He's LeBron. He win me a ring. He'll be called LeBron, L.A. Bron, whatever you want to call him. Once I get that championship.
But he's going to be LeBron with two E's?
Two E's is what I call him. For those that know, I call him LeBron.
That's kind of messed up, though.
Listen, man. He got to prove it to me. But Mr. LeBron has done something really major, man, that I'm not going to say no one's ever done because it was done before just to get the recognition because, you know, he wasn't a megastar. But Mr. LeBron James really, really did something special for the kids and the community, for the people of Ohio, man. Specifically, the Akron area, the inner city where he grew up. He opened up the I Promise School, which is super, super, super dope, in my opinion, for the people in that area, man. He just, he's just doing stuff that's, again, I say never. It has been done before, but it's just done in a different way, with his stamp on it, with his own little twists and turns on it. You know, offering these great, great opportunities for the kids for the future, and helping the parents now in the same situation, giving them something that he didn't have as a kid, which is crazy. So let me know what you think about it.
I think it's a good thing. I mean, I really do. I think it speaks volumes on how he's wanting to reach the community, how he's wanting to change lives for those kids, create some type of sense of hope, create some type of sense of wealth within themselves so they can understand that they can be great as well. It's not all about bouncing the ball or catching the ball or
rapping.
It's not all about that. It's bigger than that. And what I like about it is that, you know, he's putting families into better situations. And I, you know, with him doing that, it speaks so much volumes with him doing that. And you know, you can't ask for that. You know, ask more for that. I'm sorry. It's just a good thing. I mean, I know there have probably been other athletes that has did something like this. I think Jalen Rose started the Jalen Rose Academy. And
2011, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Of course, that Jalen Rose probably won't get the hype as much as LeBron because Jalen Rose is not on the same level as LeBron for us. Star status, but I do believe that with Jalen Rose, and I just saw that Derrick Rose did something as well with scholarships. He's doing something as well. So you know, they're reaching out to their communities and want to change the lives of the kids so they can see a different perspective of life. Because if you really break everything down, if a kid is living in poverty and that's all he sees, I can't say that 9 times out of 10 that's what they're going to be. But you know, it is a strong percentage that those kids will not. I'm not gonna say not do well, but you know, that's, it's just a strong percentage of where they will soak in that environment and follow that same footsteps. So he's wanting to recreate something that where they can be more than what they are. And that's big. It's big.
It's basically, you know, you are a product of your environment. You mm-hmm. know, so that's the mindset I feel like he's trying to change. You can come from that environment and still become something greater. Prime example, him, you know, coming from a single parent home, always, you know, his mom not being able to provide, you know, so he knows what that's like. He knows what it's like being in the inner city. And like he said specifically, you know, he used to ride his bike to school and, you know, that meant a lot to him, to where he offers that as a free, you know, free.
It's a tool.
Exactly. A free tool, something that means something to him. Besides the, you know, what he's also giving away, the uniforms, tuition, transportation within 2 miles, breakfast, lunch, snacks. He's filling up the pantry for families, man. I mean, you can't even get that at some of your local food banks.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then he's offering GED and job placement for, you know, the parents of the kids who go to the school. That is bananas on a crazy, crazy level. Something I've never seen, heard ever before.
Everybody's learning.
Exactly.
Everybody's learning.
Exactly.
From the mom and dad to the children. You know, exactly. Everybody's learning.
And then what's even crazier, that if you stay local and go to Akron University, you get free tuition. That's if great. You graduate from that school.
That's great.
I mean, what else, you know, what else can you do? What else can you do for your community? You know, and that's no knock to the ones that come back even locally here in Greenwood. I salute Josh. I salute DJ for what they do, given the football camps, the Christmas drive, the toy drives. But of course, people still want to talk down. But, true. You know, it's better than nothing. People really need to appreciate what these guys are doing. They don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. All they may have to do is do their job and support their family. And go live in the hills and look down on us. You know, I mean, let's just call a spade, it is what it is. But they give their time, effort, and money, hard-earned money, you know, in doing this. It just speaks, you know, to what the type of person LeBron is. And, you know, within the court, I give him a hard time. But off the court, he gets all the kudos from me, the praise, the salutes, and, you know, all that from me most definitely, because – you know, this is something I've never seen done before. So it's really, really huge and a good look for, you know, the LBJ brand.
I don't know when did he start doing this, you know. But it's just a good feeling seeing a young black man like LeBron James just put itself into a different lane. And like I said, I'm not knocking anything what the other athletes are doing, like Jalen Rose, and I said, you know, Derrick Rose. You know, and I'm sure other athletes have given. You know, you mentioned Josh Norman and DJ Swearinger. I know they have done as well, but, you know, with his star status – and him going back to Akron, Ohio, and putting that into, you know, I'm not going to say putting that, just turning the idea into reality.
Yep.
It's amazing. You know what I'm saying? It really is. It's like he probably thought of this and probably started writing and started having ideas, bouncing stuff off to his business partners and thinking about, hey, listen, we can do this, we can do that. And they bounce the stuff off, the pros and the cons of, you know, how they can be successful with the school. and those ideas turn into reality, and the reality turn into this school, and it just, man, listen, man.
And it's just somebody you can touch, somebody you can relate, someone who's been on these same blocks, same streets, same atmosphere, same, you know, environment that I'm currently in. He's giving me this. I mean, he's giving you tools. You know, it's not like you have to go out and earn it. You have to go buy it. You have to go travel for it across town to, you know, the other side of town, you know, which is not for us per se. Mm-hmm. This is right here at home, and he's giving you all the tools. What you do with it is up to you. Mm-hmm. You know, what you do with it is definitely up to you. But, you know, again, it's really, really huge. My hat's off to LeBron, man. It's super, super, super dope what he's doing.
I think what he's trying to reach to the children and even the families, like the mom and dads, I think what he's trying to say is that there is a LeBron inside of you as well. You know what I'm saying? There's a LeBron inside of you. You can do just as much good work that I'm doing as well. Like I said, it's not all about basketball. It's not all about football. It's how you go about changing someone's life and putting them on the right path. So I think it's a good thing that he did this. And hey, kudos, balloons, cheers to LeBron. Yeah. Kudos, balloons. You know when you have a party and people are celebrating, they always have some balloons. So balloons, you got to celebrate this.
Or you start using an iPhone emoji, Facebook emoji.
Nah.
The balloons supposed to pop up.
Yeah, balloons are maybe like the when the stars come up and they explode up like congratulations type stuff. He probably did that. I don't know. But like I said, big ups to LeBron, man. Most definitely.
We're going to switch directions, man. We're going a little different right now. We're going to go to a breakdown. We're going to do this for pretty much to the playoffs. I mean, excuse me, to the season starts. We're going to break down each conference, man. We're going to go – we're going to give a deep dive into, you know, each team, each conference, you know, give a breakdown, what we think, possible records, and what coach is on the hot seat. Whose year is this to – put up or shut up. And of course, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. This was not my idea because I definitely feel like it's directed towards me with Jason Garrett, of course, because that's my team with the Cowboys.
Man, this is not – this is not
– I know how you think.
This is not directed towards your team. This is not directed towards anybody. I think since we are doing this podcast and we are – mainly sports, and we touch a little bit here and there, I think that is very beneficial to us so that we start diving into these divisions and seeing what we think. You know, we always hear what the analysts on TV says, but I think with us, I think we can put our opinion out there.
That's totally fair. Hey, man.
You know, this is not geared towards your Dallas Cowboys, man. I just
want to make sure. I just want to clear the air, make sure. So when we get to the NFC East, I don't want to hear it.
Again, I'm going to make this clear. I do not have any beef with the Dallas Cowboys anymore. We don't play you guys like that no more. So you're not on my radar. So, you know, I call it like it is. So, we're going to get started with the AFC East. Of course, those teams are the four teams in that division is the Patriots, the Bills, the Dolphins, and the Jets. I'm going to start bottom up, and then that's how we're going to go. Of course, we got the Jets.
J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets.
The Jets, the Jets, the Jets. It's just been down for a little while, haven't it?
Yeah. I'm going to say since...
the Rex era.
Rex, yeah. They went to their AFC championship games and didn't win with Mark Sanchez. And then he went down the tube since then with the butt fumble and everything else.
Okay.
So...
who took Rex's spot after Rex? Was it... did they just...
was it Vols rush straight up or no?
Yeah, I think Bowles.
I think Bowles came from Arizona, right? Yeah. No, Bowles, or was it Bowles or, I mean, no, he came from.
No, Bowles came from Arizona.
Arizona.
Okay, yeah, but I'm saying, I mean, when they got rid of Rex, Bowles came right in, right? It wasn't another right. coach. They fired and brought in another, you know what I'm saying?
I think so. I could be wrong, but I think
I think you're right. I think you're right. Bowles, Todd Bowles took over. So the Jets finished with 5-11. Quarterback play is always been an issue with the Jets. They haven't really had a franchise quarterback in a while. But they drafted Sam Darnold from USC. Todd Bowles, this is his third year.
Is he on the hot seat?
Is Todd Bowles on the hot seat this year?
Mm-hmm.
I think Todd Bowles is on the hot seat.
Okay.
I think Todd Bowles is on the hot seat because regardless that he has not had a quarterback, and it is a quarterback-driven league, they have to be better than what they've been. And they haven't even played inspired football. You see what I'm saying? Like they won some games, but it just hadn't been inspired, and they caught maybe a little win streak, two game win streak here and there, but nothing really major.
I feel like they caught some bad breaks last season. I feel like they have the potential once they get a decent quarterback, and we're gonna see if Sam Darnold is that answer. Of course, I don't expect it within the next year because he is a rookie. He won't come out and, you know, be a Dak Prescott. But, you know, we definitely expect him to be serviceable.
So you think that Sam Darnold is going to start over
Bridgewater?
I don't think Bridgewater is going to make the roster.
Really?
No, I don't think Bridgewater is going to make the roster.
Come on now.
I don't think so. I think they're going to try to use him as trade bait. You know, try to trade.
You don't think he's going to make the roster?
I don't think he's going to make the 53 roster. I don't think so.
Who's going to be the backup quarterback?
It's going to be Donald. I don't think Donald's going to start.
He's going to be the starting quarterback.
I think they're going to go with the guy from last year.
He's not there. Hackenberg, is it?
No, not Hackenberg. The guy that backed up Jay Cutler in Chicago. I can't think of his name. I'm so – what's his name? It's not He's a placeholder.
Oh God, that's even worse.
Well, that's who they went with. I can't think of his name. Number 15.
Sure that's not Hackenberg?
No, Hackenberg is gone. They let him go to the Patriots.
It ain't Fitzpatrick.
No, Fitzpatrick is
been gone.
He's been gone.
So who's
It's number 15. I can't think of his name. Josh McCown? Yes, Josh McCown.
Oh, he's serviceable. He's old, but he's serviceable.
Yeah, the placeholder.
He's serviceable.
So I think it's going to be Josh McCown, and I think it's going to be Donald. I think Donald will eventually get in maybe week five.
That's the same. Okay. That's fair.
Week five. I'm not going to push week four. Week five is going to tell you what they're going to do. And they have to start winning some games to where he can keep his job. Yeah, he is on the hot seat. Yeah, he is. Because the division is owned by the Patriots.
Correct.
So
and I feel like Buffalo is just trying to tank.
I don't think Buffalo's trying to tank. Buffalo made the playoffs last year.
And they got rid of their quarterback.
I mean, let's look at the Jets schedule. You have Detroit, Miami, Cleveland, Jacksonville, Denver, Indy, Minnesota, Chicago, then Miami again, and Buffalo. So that's all the way up until the bye. They could possibly go they could possibly go 2-7.
You only give them two wins?
In the first 10 weeks.
Who are they going to beat? Indy and who? Miami?
They may split with Miami.
They won't sneak on from Buffalo?
I don't think they can beat Buffalo.
Come on. You got to be Buffalo?
I'm serious. I don't think they can beat Buffalo.
Buffalo had a decent defense. I will agree.
Their offense is not that bad. They got McCarron from Cincinnati. They got
still got Shady.
They still got Shady. They got Benjamin from Carolina. They got Zay Jones from Zay not that bad.
I'm talking about Benjamin.
Benjamin gonna be Benjamin. Okay. I don't see them beating Detroit.
No.
I don't see them beating Miami in week two. Cleveland gonna be tough for them. That can be a toss up with that, you know.
I don't see Cleveland losing to them. Honestly.
I'm serious. I don't know. I mean, it's a toss up right now until I see what Cleveland does.
Okay. I'm still not giving that because offensively, Cleveland is – don't bite my head off with this, but Cleveland has a very, 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 very tough receiving core. And they're in conversations with Mr. Bryant. So if you get him
– they top receiver is not even on the field right now. He's checked himself back in rehab.
Cribs? I mean, not Cribs, but Gordon?
Yeah.
Gordon back in rehab?
He told the team that he needed to step away from the team for a little while.
Holy shucks.
I thought you knew that.
I did not know that.
It happened last week. Wow. They don't know what's going on.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that. Are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious. Wow. I mean, he's not in rehab, but he stepped away from the team. He got some issues he's facing within himself.
Wow. So, I did not know that. Yeah, that's news to me.
So that is a situation.
That's news to me.
They're not going to beat Jacksonville.
No. We are, but they're not.
They're not going to beat Denver. I don't see them beating Denver. Indy could be a possible.
Which one's supposed to be back? Luck is supposed to be back.
He's already throwing OTAs with training camp. Sorry. Minnesota. I don't see them beating Minnesota.
Nope.
I don't see them going to Chicago and beating Chicago. Now, they can win this game right here, possibly in Miami at Miami, maybe. I don't see them going to – I mean, I don't see them beating Buffalo. They can be winning – I think they'll be in games, but I don't think that they will win those games.
That's fair.
So they can be 1-9 when their bye come around.
But so do you let him finish out the season?
Yeah, you gotta let him finish out the season. I don't believe in firing coaches in the middle of the season. I mean, by that time you're not gonna make the playoffs. Maybe something can change in the second half of the season where they see hope and with Sam Darnold maybe coming in by week 5 or week 6, and if they still lose him, but they see that the guys are playing hard for him, I see them, you know, then we'll go from there. I don't see Todd Bowles being there. I don't. Cause Todd Bowles remind me of a Mike Tomlin. Is it Thomason or
Tomlin? Tomlin. Steelers.
Yeah.
Why?
Mike doesn't. You know. He's on hand with the coaches. You know, he coaches the coaches. You know, he doesn't do the play calling. He doesn't do the defenses calling. You know, he's that. Coaching coaches up, you know, and I see him like that. But Mike has a better team than Todd does.
Of course.
And I just think that's, I don't know. I think they need an offensive-minded coach. Because, you know, I think I said this before on our last episode.
Always had defensive-minded coaches.
They always have.
Always had defensive-minded coaches. I don't remember.
Have they? They had Reds.
Pete Carroll?
Pete was younger than his days. Pete was good. It was solid with Pete a little bit. Had Bill Belichick. Not Bill Belichick. They had
Parcells.
Bill Parcells. But he was defensive-minded. They had somebody before that. I can't think of his name. I didn't like him. Who was with Curtis Martin. Before Curtis Martin.
Tony Dungy.
No. Tony Dungy never coached the Jets ever.
Who did he coach then?
He coached the Bucks.
And who else?
He coached the Colts.
He never coached the Jets?
No. He was a defensive coordinator for Minnesota, I think, at one point. Or was he a defensive coordinator for?
No. Not Tony.
Yeah. Not Tony Dungy. So you're right. They never really had any offensive-minded coaches. So I think they need to go offensive-minded if they get rid of Todd Bowles. I really do. But, overall looking at some stuff, I mean, even with the second half of the season, they're looking at the Patriots, L, Tennessee, L, Buffalo, make a win that. Houston could be an L. Green Bay is an L. And New England is an L. Man, they can go 2-14, man. They can go 2-14.
It's possible. I'm not disagreeing with you there because
The
schedule is crucial.
The schedule is crucial.
The schedule's rough.
They didn't make any offseason major moves like that with the Jets in the offseason for trades or anything.
They got Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater can't save their season.
I mean, you said he's not going to make the roster. I think he'll make the roster.
I don't think he's going to make the roster.
I think he'll make
the roster. You said they don't care at three quarterbacks?
McCown, man. I think Bridgewater is a nice quarterback.
Do
man.
You think they're going to care at three quarterbacks?
I'd get rid of McCown and keep him.
And start him?
Better than an alternative of putting a rookie in there. It's not Dak Prescott.
McCown didn't play bad last year.
Okay.
He didn't play bad last year until he broke his hand.
Listen.
He did.
Okay, keep McCown and get rid of Bridgewater then. Trade bait, go get a decent receiver?
They need more than because receivers.
Which gone retired. The quarterback retired. So, I mean, what they got? What do they need?
They need a strong defense, man. And they need a running game. Who was their running back?
At this point, Forte just retired, didn't he?
Yeah. Who was their running back? I mean, that's a question that I know they got Darnold, but who they drafted as a running back? Or did they draft a running back? I don't remember. They probably did. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I really don't know.
Running back Thomas Rawls. He's a journeyman. Isaiah Crowell, Bilal Powell, Elijah McGuire, Trent Cannon, George Atkinson.
Come on,
Dimitri Flowers.
Come on, man.
Dimitri Flowers is a workhorse. I remember him from Oklahoma.
Okay. He a rookie?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a rookie.
That's when that
picked up the car, picked up the smart car, and moved it.
No, that's the one that balled out in Georgia. That Georgia game with Mason.
Second year.
Oh okay.
No, it's gonna be his third year.
Okay, I don't know him. I was thinking about that running back you said from Oklahoma that played with Mayfield this past year against Georgia. He nice.
Yes.
I don't know his name.
Piron. Nice. Something like that, maybe.
Be nice. I don't know, man. I see 2-14. That's what I see. I mean, if Jets fans are out there, rest in peace, my cousin Frankie Parts, who was a diehard Jets fan. I don't know, Frank. I know you're up in heaven chilling, man, and living it up, bro. But I don't see it, Frank. I don't know. We'll see.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
We will see. We will see. So moving on from the Jets, we're going up, right? So we got Buffalo. We got Buffalo.
Who I feel.
You've been hating on Buffalo.
No, I'm not hating. I'm just being honest.
I don't think you hate on Buffalo.
That quarterback like 5 or 6 picks in one game where they put a Pittman.
We moving on from that. That's he's not going to play.
Trash truck juice. You got rid of Tyrod Taylor, who was a serviceable quarterback, won you a game in the cold.
McCarron is not bad, man.
He was a bench player behind
Andy Dalton.
A bench player.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Andy Dalton's not that good.
But McCarron could have been better. I mean, you saying you acting like McCarron. We don't know McCarron is trash or is he going to be good. And they just drafted Josh Allen from Wyoming.
So okay, so you're going to put Josh Allen in or AJ McCarron?
No, you need to start AJ McCarron to see. First, you need to see how Josh Allen does in preseason. And if Josh Allen does better than McCarron, then Josh Allen has to start. I mean, listen, Russell Wilson outplayed the guy from Green Bay when they put when they brought him over there to Seattle. You remember that? You remember when the guy came in from Green Bay and he landed in Seattle? They paid him all that money.
Matt Flynn.
Yes, but he threw like four or five touchdowns in that game, and they were going crazy.
Got paid crazy,
and then
haven't heard from him since.
And Russell
at Burger King on a bypass. Got
damn,
crazy paid.
Working at a Burger King on the bypass.
And listen, he got all that money. Ain't heard from him since.
Damn.
You know I'm telling the truth.
I'm not even going to say anything. I mean,
you know I'm telling the truth.
I don't think he's working at a Burger King.
Shit.
Maybe.
What else is he doing?
Maybe at an Arby's, but not
okay.
A
Arby's. They on their way out too.
Listen, they got a very good chicken salad sandwich too. Don't trip. I like it a lot. But
let's get to these Buffalo Bills. Yeah, it seems like you like the Buffalo Bills. Or
I don't like the Buffalo Bills. You always hate on them. I'm just saying that they made the playoff last year.
You were bragging about Kelvin Benjamin.
I wasn't bragging about Kelvin Benjamin.
You were saying, you know, he's one of the top receivers in the league, the way you was talking about him.
I wasn't saying that he I wasn't saying that, man.
I'm just checking because I mentioned the Buffalo. You start dropping names like you knew their roster or something. Help me out here. What's up? What's up with your Buffalo Bills? I mean, the Buffalo Bills.
Hold on. First of all, this is not my team.
My bad. You
screaming this as like you want the audience to know, like, hey, listen, I'm on the Buffalo Bill train or something. I'm not. I'm just.
Say you were.
I'm not. They were a playoff team last year. They were. They had Tyrod Taylor there, but they was a playoff team last year with Shady McCoy, Zay Jones. They brought Kevin Benjamin in.
Who can't play in the cold. Go ahead.
How do you know that he only played like the last four or five games? I mean, that's not enough to tell
you. He's from Florida.
So what? It's a lot of players that play in the cold is from Florida.
He's from Florida.
Okay. All we see is right now.
He went to where he went to school at?
Okay. AJ Green is from Georgia and he played in Cincinnati.
It don't get cold like you do in Buffalo.
No, it don't, but it gets cold in Cincinnati.
Oh, man, okay.
It gets cold in Cincinnati. So, I think that Buffalo could be number two in the division.
Over Miami with, what's it called? With,
trash ass Tannehill. Are you serious right now with me?
Okay.
You like Tannehill, don't you?
Okay. I haven't said anything. Asked a question.
I could tell that you like Tannehill.
I just asked a question, sir. You can't tell anything. All I did was ask a question.
Do you believe in Tannehill?
He was doing big things before he got hurt. Was he not? Was he? But granted, he did lose Landry.
Landry is a
poo-poo Landry. Poo-poo! I'm waiting for it. Poo-poo Landry.
Landry is not that type of receiver.
He's a possession receiver.
Yes.
Slot receiver.
Yeah. So, I mean.
And guess what?
What?
He can catch it and burn it for 7 easily.
Maybe.
What you call him? Giro would take him out there in San Fran. I hate that with the smirk on your face.
I'm not saying we won't.
I hate that, but you smiled from end to end.
I'm not
thinking about it.
You said Garoppolo, so it kind of touched me.
Oh, it touched you. Get out of here.
I get butterflies in my heart.
That's sorry,
little hearts go around my Why you do this to my team? I haven't said anything about your team. I haven't said anything about your Dallas Cowboys. Nothing. I don't say anything. When something good happens, I'll tell you about it. When something bad happens, I tell you about it. But I don't call your quarterback sorry. I don't say anything that Coon Prescott is out there saying is living on the plantation. I haven't said anything like that, but no, you want to talk about my quarterback, and that's cool. But
okay, let's talk about your Buffalo Bills. You said you mentioned a specific player, Zay Jones, who's on the non-active football injury list already.
He's hurt, Dominique.
Already?
Something could have happened. Zay Jones played solid football last year.
I'm looking at their roster, man. I see nothing that jumps off my screen.
So let me ask you a question. Besides
Shady McCoy.
Let me ask you a question. Because I always notice.
Chris Ivory still in the league?
I always notice that you always say that I don't see nothing jump off the screen. So you have to have stars on both ends of the on both ends of the
Ray McCloud, Clemson, South Carolina boy
on side of the ball. I'm gonna answer that question for me. You got to have stars on both sides of the ball, like superstars.
I'm not asking for superstars, but I'm looking at this roster and I don't know one player off this roster.
They have a good coach, man. They have a good coach.
Oh, so who's their coach?
It's Sean McDermott.
Okay,
and defensive minor coach.
He's what?
He's a defensive minor coach.
Buffalo's defense was tough. Yeah. I did watch them in a couple games last year. The defense was
defensive
tough.
Minor I will coach, give you that. Solid coach.
I will agree with you there, but after that, it gets kind of shaky.
How?
I'm trying to look at who's going to be their quarterback. You keep screaming McCarron.
McCarron is going to be the starter, man.
They did pick up Tremaine Edmonds from Virginia Tech, though.
That's big.
That's huge. That's a great.
That was a good draft. They had a good solid draft, too.
I can't remember.
I know this is going to sound weird. I can't remember the players because I did watch pretty much all rounds of draft. But overall, the players that they was picking, they had a good solid draft.
I like Micah Hyde. I do. I will agree.
They have an okay team, man. They do. And you have to kind of respect, you know, that they did make the playoffs. They made a wild card. They should have beat Jacksonville, man. They had Jacksonville on the ropes. It was a little some issues with coaching and I think mismanaging the clock a little bit. But they had a chance to beat Jacksonville in Jacksonville.
I see they just signed a defensive tackle. And they released a defensive tackle.
And their coach is solid. But, I mean –
Okay, so let's cut the fluff.
Okay.
What is their record?
Well, we got to see. They got a bye in week 11. So let's see. They play Baltimore week 1. I think they can be on Baltimore. They play the Chargers. It's going to be tough. They play Minnesota. At that new stadium. So that's going to be tough.
Should be a madhouse.
They play Green Bay at Lambeau. That's going to be an L.
And you don't give them no hope.
They play Tennessee.
They should win that one.
You think so? They got a new coach, too.
Maybe.
And that team has been building.
It's at home.
Yeah. Houston, I think that's a loss.
Okay.
They should be. I think they're going to beat Indy. I really do.
Split it. No, sorry. You're right.
They're going to beat Indy. No
split.
You're right.
No split. I'm sorry. Wrong division.
They're going to lose twice to New England.
You don't give that defense a chance?
With Tom?
Tom Brady has no name receivers. Like, all his receivers. Which, I get he's always had no name receivers.
He always had that.
But, okay.
I mean,
we'll revisit this conversation during the season.
We'll see where he stands at 41. I mean, I think he can play till he's 48, but that's just me. You can't touch him. So, it doesn't. I mean, you know that. You cannot touch Tom. Meaning that if your toe is around the area of his when he's about to throw, they're gonna call a flag. I mean, it's like the Jordan rules. They got the Tom rules in place in
understandable in tough NFL. Move, all that good stuff.
Yeah, Chicago. I mean, I think they should beat Chicago, and they're gonna beat the Jets. So they should be roughly around about 3-7.
They're gonna beat the Jets twice.
Yeah, they should beat the Jets twice.
They'll beat Miami twice?
I don't know. That's 3-7 by the first half of the season. Then the second half pick up, and they got Jacksonville. They're going to lose to Jacksonville. They're going to beat the Jets. They got Detroit. They got a new coach as well. We're not going to go down that route. But they got I say that, and that's at Buffalo. That's cold. That's December the 16th. They should beat Detroit. And then they got New England again. And so that's an L. I don't know, man. They may not even make the playoffs. It's tough this year, man. It's tough because every team don't have really – nobody is separating themselves. You just got to play good football, especially with this new helmet rule, how you hitting players now. That's going to be nuts. So I don't know how this is going to play out now because you can't. So that's going to be tough. Yeah, we may have to speak about that. So, I mean, it's going to be tough. I'm looking at maybe around about 6-10, maybe 7-9.
That's fair. You're giving them a lot of credit, but that's fair. I forgot that's your team.
That's not my team. I'm not a Buffalo fan at all. See, but the game recognizes game when I see people that play well. And
giving them credit.
I think you should, too.
So let's go to
Miami.
Yes.
Your favorite team in the whole wide world, besides Dallas Cowboys.
I take that. I love their colors. That's about it.
I think you're saying that because you're a Miami Hurricane fan.
I love their colors. That's all I'm
saying.
And
I think that's why you're saying that.
That's all I'm saying. I love their colors. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing more, nothing less.
He's a Miami Hurricane fan, people.
Don't let that cloud your opinion of me.
So his second favorite team besides Dallas Cowboys, he root for Miami Dolphins.
Let's go. Tannehill is back. Ignore what he's talking about. Tannehill is back.
So what does that mean?
They got rid of old washed up Jay Cutler. Tannehill is back.
Cutler was a lot better for them.
Oh my gosh. Anyway. Now I really do see them having a fairly decent season. I would like to see them at least finish 8-8. I know that's gonna be unlikely with the schedule that I'm looking at. They probably lose their home opener to Tennessee. It's at home, so it may give them a little edge.
They may beat Tennessee on week one.
You think so?
Yeah, it's an early game. Miami is in Miami.
They might beat Tennessee.
They could beat Tennessee.
They're going to beat the Jets.
Yes.
They
could beat Oakland, too.
Oakland is beatable. You just have to make sure your defense is together.
So we're saying 2-1 right now in week three. 2-2.
They're going to lose to the Patriots in New England.
Yes, in New England.
In New England, to lose that one.
So we're looking at 2-2. What we said, 2-2?
2-2.
Okay.
They'll go 3-2 once they beat Cincinnati.
Okay.
Okay. They'll go 4-2 once they beat the Bears.
You think they're going to beat the Bears by week six? New coach as well, Matt Nagy.
They'll be 4-2 by time of week six. Okay. They may lose to Detroit. That's a throw up game. Toss-up game.
So the record is what, 4-3?
4-3.
Okay.
They'll lose to Houston. They'll put them at 4-4.
The 500.
They'll beat the Jets again. They'll probably lose at Lambeau.
So we're looking at what, 6-? No.
We're sitting at 5-5.
5-5.
That's their bye week.
The back end of the schedule gets a little tough for them because now they're in their division.
Oof. Oof.
They are in their division.
I might have spoke too soon, ladies and gentlemen.
Back end of the schedule looking a little suspect. They got Indy.
They should win that one.
So now they got Buffalo.
Yeah, they should win that one.
Nah.
They got the Patriots at home. That's a game. If you're a betting man or woman, take the spread. All right? Then you...
First of all, New England going to split that game because Miami always played them tough.
Exactly. That's why I say take the spread. I will be taking it. Mark my words. Then they're at Minnesota. Then they play Jacksonville at home. Mm-hmm. That's two losses. Mm-hmm. Then they're at Buffalo in December.
That's another loss. So that's four losses. So you're looking at what?
I take back... 500.
Okay.
I apologize. I take back 500.
And we looking at what? The head coach being?
Adam Gase?
Gone.
Already?
This is year three for him.
Wow. Already? I hate for you to be my GM, my owner. You are ruthless.
Why?
You are ruthless.
I mean, so you saying that he should get another year after that?
I think so with his team, with his quarterback.
He should have drafted a quarterback then, D.
You got Tannehill. You just paid him all that money.
You
just paid him all that money. No.
Listen, man. If you, what is this league has turned into now?
They're going to say a quarterback league and a bunch of flag football that they want to play.
Which is true. But so it is a quarterback-driven league now, right?
Yes.
And in order for your team to go, you have to have what?
What you mean? What you gonna say? A quarterback?
Yes.
Okay.
And you have to have a very good quarterback.
Okay.
And you have to have
a line and a running back.
Yes, you do. But okay. You also have to have your quarterback has to be on point, but you have to have a great coach. And I'm not saying Adam Gase is not a great coach, but your play calling has to be on point. And I think Adam Gase was a great play caller when he was up in Denver with Peyton Manning. But was it Peyton or was it Adam Gase? Because when Peyton Manning was throwing 55 touchdowns and doing what he was doing, I mean, before the neck injury started coming to play, hey, I don't know. It could have been Peyton. It could have been Adam. I don't know what it could have been. But now we're seeing him with Tannehill. Tannehill is not the quarterback of that franchise, man. They have to get a quarterback. What they should have done was they should have moved up in the draft to go get Josh Rosen. They should have went and did that. Josh Rosen is so much better at the quarterback position than Tannehill. I mean, a lot better. I mean, you can't put your franchise in the hands of damn Tannehill. I'm sorry, man. I'm just not a fan of him. I'm just not.
We can tell.
Nah.
We can tell.
Because Miami, I mean, listen, let's be honest. Miami has not had a quarterback since Dan Marino, man. Go through them.
I'm not.
Go through them.
Wow.
You never thought of it that way, haven't you? They haven't had a quarterback since Dan Marino. And then when they had a chance to go get Drew Brees, Nick Saban was down there. He begged for that. And then he said, you know what? I'm out. I'm going to coach Alabama. He begged to go get Drew Brees. They have not had a quarterback. Culpepper was trash when he went down there.
Yes. I forgot about Culpepper.
Then they had the black quarterback. I can't think of his name, from Virginia. Was it Pat? I can't think of Pat last name. Pat White.
He was there?
Pat White was there. He was there with Tony Sparano. That's when they were doing the Wildcat stuff.
Because he came from West Virginia.
Yes,
I remember that.
Then they had Jay Fielder? I think it's Jay Feely.
Oh, he's a kicker.
No,
AJ Feely.
It was Jay. It was Jay Feely. Wow. And so from Dan Marino, they have not had a quarterback since then.
That's a great point. I will not argue that.
I'm telling you, man. I watched Miami, man.
So what you're telling me is their organization is worse than the Cowboys. I'll take that.
I'm not saying that their organization. I'm not saying the organization. I mean, your organization's not worse than the Cowboys. I mean, your organization's not bad. They do they do certain things that I don't agree with, but it's not nowhere near like Jerry Jones will recognize. Like, when you guys were drafting and people was like, why are they drafting an offensive tackle every year, offensive guard or left tackle, whatever. But and why did he draft a center at so high? Mm-hmm. And it was crazy. But he was trying to protect Tony Romo.
True.
And so look at it now. Shit, it's a genius. Yeah. Now, certain things that he has done, I don't agree with. But, hey, listen, but genius. But this situation right here with Tannehill, I mean, Adam Gase know that his offense have to go with – it goes as long as the quarterback goes. And I don't think that he's a backup. I think what's called is better than him. I think that their backup, I can't think of his name, but I think he's better than Tannehill.
Really? Let's see who his backup
is. I think the backup is better.
Come on.
Number eight.
The dude that gave the Steelers some fits. That they ear hold him. Dupree hit him on that sideline.
Dupree hit him on the sideline. It's number eight?
Dupree hit him on the sideline and on that cheek.
Knocked him out.
And they got Minka Fitzpatrick.
I forgot they did draft Minka.
They did get Minka. Yep.
I forgot they drafted Minka.
They might be okay, man. I'm not, but he's NFL ready, I feel, right now, man. Brock Osweiler?
No, no, not Brock. not Brock.
Osweiler, that's number eight.
Listen, you said it. Brock doesn't play for them, bro.
He's on this roster.
He doesn't play for them.
Okay, I hope not, but he's on the roster.
Who was the quarterback last year, man? Is Brock must took that number.
Oh, man. That's funny.
No, who was the quarterback last year?
David Fails, what I see on here.
No.
They made some changes, but wow.
Because he wasn't the quarterback last year. Brock did get picked up by them. I'm sorry.
Bryce Petty.
No, it wasn't Bryce Petty.
Then I don't know. That's on the roster right now, sir.
No. He's gone.
And of course, Ryan Tannehill, my man. I'm just joking, people.
We about to look it up because I need to know.
Minka. But in the meantime, in between time, while he's doing his research.
Matt Moore. Matt Moore is better than Tannehill. He played for him last year.
Okay. He he gave the Steelers fits.
And he did wear number eight.
My bad.
I apologize.
I thought you meant Brock Osweiler. No. I was just making sure.
Matt Moore came in and took over when Cutler had got hurt.
And he did. Him fits. You're right.
So I think Matt Moore is better than Tannehill, but go ahead on though.
Okay. Now that we've discussed those fans down in Miami, let's go up to those
Pats.
Yeah, them, whoever they are.
Come on, man. Don't.
I don't see them winning it all this year.
They're gonna take care of the division.
They'll win their division if the division is weak like always. But I just don't see them winning it all. There's too much outside friction, most it's ever been in a while, a very long time. You know, you think of them, you think of the San Antonio Spurs, Patriots, keep everything, you know, in house. But the last 6 months to a year, it's been pretty crazy for both organizations. I just don't, you know, see the Patriots being this dominant team like they used to be.
They go 13-3, man. I'm just glancing at the
come schedule. On, man.
They probably go 13-3 or 12-4, man. I'm looking at the schedule right now. Easy. I'm serious.
Don't tell me that.
They could easily go 13-3 or maybe 12-4.
Really?
Yes. Just glancing. I mean, I didn't do a real hard guess, but I'm just took a look at it. They look at it like they're going to it before.
Come on.
They're going to beat Houston, man.
I don't know.
They're going to beat Houston.
I don't know.
Houston going to give them a little fit.
Deshaun took them to the brink last year.
He did, but they're going to probably beat Houston.
Deshaun, man, I'm not giving you that.
Okay.
And they picked up Eric Decker.
It don't matter, man. They got 12.
Oh, man.
They play Jacksonville week two.
They might lose that one.
That's a possibility. But they're going to take care of business in Detroit. They're going to take care of business in Miami. They're going to take care
in
of business.
Miami?
They play at New England.
Okay.
They're going to take care of business. They're going to take care of business at, Indiana. Because Indy has to go to them.
Chiefs
got a new quarterback. So you'll know where Adam Smith gone.
I know that he is not watching.
So Mahomes is the quarterback. You don't know.
Mahomes, man, gunslinger. Go ahead.
All right, we're gonna see.
Go ahead.
They're gonna take care of Chicago.
Okay.
They're gonna take care of Buffalo.
Okay.
Then primetime game, Sunday night football. We're gonna see the two quarterbacks go head to head. Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady. We're gonna see. That's gonna be tough.
Okay.
But I see New England winning that one.
Why?
I just see they in Gillette Stadium. I just see it's going to be tough for Aaron Rodgers.
They both used to the cold.
They are.
Okay.
I mean, I just see it.
I like Green Bay's receiving corps better than theirs.
I love their receiving corps.
But Green Bay did just lose a middle linebacker.
But they also struggle in – their secondary is weak.
They've tried to improve it a little bit.
They have. All right. They're going to beat Tennessee.
Okay.
They're going to beat the Jets.
Okay.
Minnesota.
Okay.
They're probably going to lose against Miami.
Okay.
They're going to beat Pittsburgh.
They're just going to beat Pittsburgh, flat out.
Joe, I'm sorry, but they're going to –
They're going to beat Pittsburgh. You heard what he said.
They're probably going to beat Pittsburgh.
Okay, go ahead. I'm just making sure it's heard.
And they're going to beat Buffalo. And they probably may take a loss to the Jets at the end. just on some BS.
Wow. So you're really only giving them 13? You're really giving them 13 and 3?
I said about 13 and 3. If that many. I mean,
so you're saying 14 and 2, 13 and 3 is the worst. Yeah. 13 and 3 is the worst.
13 and 3, yeah. I mean, no. 12 and 4 is the worst. No, 12 and 4 is the worst. 13 and 3.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just being honest, man. I'm just telling you the truth. I don't see it, man.
Okay.
If Tom Brady stays, you cannot hit these players anymore, man. You got to think, if it's a crucial part of the game and you do something with your helmet, man, it's a 15-yard penalty. That can change the game.
It happened last night.
I mean, I'm just serious. Then you cannot hit Tom. I told you, if your shoe is around Tom Brady and in that pocket, man, it's a flag. Like, they're not letting Tom get hit. And if he see a player around him, he's going down.
Yes.
So
I agree.
Only coach on the hot seat that I see out of that division is Bowles and maybe Gase. Bill gonna be there, and McDermott is new. So, you know, once again, you know, we don't like them. It is what it is. But at the same time, man, them New England Patriots gonna be there, man. They're gonna be there.
I want to disagree with you, but of course, people are going to call it hate or whatever the case is, because I'm a Cowboys fan. But I just don't see them being that dominant again. They still have Gronk, yes. They still have Tom. They're going to do what they're going to do, but I feel like their reign is slowly coming to an end.
How? They just went to the Super Bowl.
And they lost, too. They got outplayed, outcoached, all everything. Outplayed, outcoached. Argue that fact.
I am. Bill Belichick
was outcoached.
No. Bill Belichick was not outcoached. Belichick purposely lost that game because he was pissed about the Garoppolo situation. And he wanted to embarrass Tom Brady and Kraft on the biggest stage. So he didn't care. Let me tell you this. Hold up. Before you make your point, let me say this. Did you notice how he got there? Out of all the times that he has been on the sideline, he always worn a Patriots logo. And either the Patriots on the chest or the Patriots on the chest. I mean, well, Patriots logo on the front.
Some kind of paraphernalia.
Yeah, paraphernalia.
I got
cut off, whatever.
Yep.
But in the Super Bowl, he had the Patriots logo unstitched.
Really? I didn't know that.
He has always worn something with Patriots on there.
You're right.
Always have. Some cut off. Like it may look raggedy as I don't know what, but it says Patriots on there. But in the Super Bowl, he had a blue half zip Patriots with non-Patriots whatever logo on. And
interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. He was very pissed about the Garoppolo thing. And so I'm just letting you know, he wasn't out coach. He didn't even get engaged with the players on the sideline and tell them, hey, listen, we about to make a change.
He sat down Michael Book.
And normally when he does this, when they come out of halftime, they always make an adjustment. You see it. You noticed that on your TV that he made an adjustment.
Yes.
He didn't make an adjustment at all. So I'm just letting you know that go back and look at it, man. I mean, pull the images. As a matter of fact, I'm about to pull it up for you to show you what he had. Listen, he had a non-Patriots.
I'm scrolling through myself.
Like he had this right here on.
But the Patriots.
But that was unstitched. That was gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's showing me a picture of Belichick with a Patriot symbol removed, which I've never paid attention to. So when you find it, let me know, ladies and gentlemen. Let me know what you think about that. That's something I did not know. I found out something new.
Now we're here. He just had the blue one on. So he had this right here.
Mm-hmm.
And they won then.
They won, yeah.
Or was it the AFC?
What happened to the Patriots logo? That's crazy.
That could have been the AFC champ. I mean, I don't know, because they do put the confetti down.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But in the Super Bowl, look at this.
It's removed.
I'm just saying that, but in the one that I seen, he still had the stitching on it too. So you could tell he just removed it. Like it had a white part around it. So
alright, so we just got finished talking about the Deflate Gate, Spy Gate, New England Patriots for all you fans out there.
Why you gotta say Spy Gate, man?
I'm sorry. My bad. I apologize. Excuse me, I apologize.
But,
yes. But that's our pretty much our breakdown of the AFC East. Let us know what you think. Let us know if we're far off or right on. Give us your opinion, your feedback. Let us know, man. Like, again, I say definitely interested to see this season.
Next week, we're coming back to you.
Yes.
With another division.
Exactly. Also, we're going to touch on this rule, the helmet rule that we're seeing in game one that's affecting the game. So we're going to see how it plays out. But we're going to go ahead and get ready to close it out. No emotional rants this week.
No, we're not tripping this week.
No, I'm pretty calm this week.
Yeah, we good. The football season is coming, people, so get ready. Get your popcorn ready. New year, new teams. Whoever you root for is all good. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Let me see. So, we're going with – so, in the meantime, let's get out. We're going to get our closing track together, y'all, man. It's not on me this week. I had it two times last week, but I can't hog it up this week, so I'm gonna give it to my co-host. I got to give it to my co-host. Can't be selfish. He wants to participate this week in a track. So we're setting it up right now.
So.
Right, we back, man. We got a closing track, man. It's definitely not my flavor. Some of the older generation, some of the old heads might like it. But you definitely hear it dropping in the background, man.
It's not his flavor. It's all good.
Not my flavor, but we out of here, man. It's a wrap. Right.